right now, please.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mike Spirit FM. And now, connecting through the eyes of medium Sarah May, all-seeing, all-sensing, all-knowing. Sarah May, the celebrity's choice, the top UK medium of TV and radio, will be sharing her natural empathic healing gift with you to communicate to the spirit world, sharing music, special guests, and much more. The airwaves are now open to connect. Call Sarah now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001. Or connect to Blog Talk Radio / Mike Spirit FM and connect via Skype. And now, please welcome Sarah May.
Well, good evening, good afternoon, and good morning, wherever you are. I'm Sarah May, and you are listening to Connecting Through the Eyes of Sarah May. And we've got some people that are going to come in and have some readings, and I'm going to get to you as soon as I can. But I would like to make a few mentions to a few people, if I can do, if you don't mind. Tonight I've been working away like a Trojan, and I've literally come hot-footed it home so I can do the radio show. But I've been at Head to Toe Hairdressers in Castlebrom for an open evening, and we had a fantastic time. And I'd like to give a mention to the lovely Linda Harris, who's been doing readings with me. First time she's done readings and been paid for them, and she's done an absolutely fantastic job, and I know she's going to listen back to this. Maybe tomorrow I'll send her a copy of the show. So that's for Linda. How's it been with all of you? I mean, the weather here in England is absolutely freezing. And I know we've got quite a few distant listeners. So, you know, I'm going to be a little bit grey around the gills if some of you are sitting in the sunshine. But I am very happy for you. If you do want to dial in and have a reading, then please do so. And the number to do that on is 76028-34611 if you're dialing in from America. Outside of America, prefixed by 001, and of course the same number, 76028-34611. Any of you who are listening maybe in the UK or in other countries where you want to come in and have a reading with me, then the best way to do it, if you can connect in that way, is to use the Skype option. Now, Skype, as we know, is free. And what you basically do is you go to Blog Talk Radio. You may have to open yourself a little account up. And then it's / Mike Spirit FM. Okay. And you'll find the Sarah May show listed. And you just click and you find the Skype button. But you've got to be a Blog Talk Radio account holder in order to do that, and it's well worth doing because there's more than my show on the network. Mike Spirit covers every evening of the week now. We have fantastic Mike Davies, who is the owner of Mike Spirit FM, and he's on a Sunday evening between 8 and 10, followed by Jeanette Ann Coombe, who is now the Guiding Lights lady, and she's on Monday between 9 and 11. You've got wonderful Nick Humphreys, who's on Tuesday between 9 and 11. You've got my fantastic, lovely friend. They're all fantastic and lovely, but I'm giving Jerry a special mention because he's been poorly, and I covered his show last night with another colleague. So Jerry Humphreys, get well soon, sweetheart. He's on Wednesday between 9 and 11. Thursday, my very self. This evening, I'm a little bit later because I double booked, but I'm usually an hour's slot between 9 and 10. Then we've got one of my other favourite buddies, who is Grant Collier, who's a fantastic friend and medium. And he's above and beyond on a Friday night between 9 and 11. So just thought I'd give my co-hosts a little bit of a mention. And as I've mentioned them, I'm going to see if Mr. P has the jingle ready here. A show, an all-host show, coming up in Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February in 2013. So, Mr. P, do you have the jingle?
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411 168 396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Wow, how many of you are going to get a personal invite by Mike Davis himself to come and see us? I'm really looking forward to it. On the Friday night, we have demonstration of mediumship and three of our hosts. And on the Saturday day, we have a psychic fair between 10 and 5, where all of the hosts will be offering private one-to-one readings, plus much, much more there. And then on the Saturday evening, we have the finale of the rest of our hosts doing another evening of mediumship. So, you know, this is quite some way away. We're plugging it already, and I'm really, really looking forward to it. Okay. What I would like to do now is play a little song for all of you, all of my lovely people that are listening in, and I do really appreciate it. And this song is Jason Mraz, one of my favourites, and it's From Me to You, I Won't Give Up. And then afterwards, I'm going to open up telephone lines and we'll bring in some readings.
Into your eyes, it's like watching the night sky or a beautiful sunrise. Well, there's so much they hold, and just like them old stars, I see that you've come so far to be right where you are. How old is your soul? Well, I won't give up on us, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you all my love. I'm still looking up. When you're needing your space to do some navigating, I'll be here patiently waiting to see what you find. Even the stars, they burn. Some even fall. Thank you. someone who walks away so easily. I'm here to stay and make the difference that I can make. Our differences, they do a lot to teach us how to use the tools and gifts we got. Yeah, we got a lot at stake. And in the end, you're still my friend. At least we did intend for us to work. We didn't break, we didn't burn. We had to learn how to bend without the world caving in. I had to learn what I got and what I'm not and who I am. I won't give up, oh, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you all my love. Still looking up. Giving you all my love, I'm still looking up.
Wow, I love that song. Keeps going on the radio as well. Jason Mraz. And isn't he spiritual? The words that he uses, you know, he's obviously linking it. But then, you know, I was talking to a friend at the weekend and they were saying he thinks that all songs are spiritual. So, we do have a caller on the line. I'm just going to call in Joanne. Are you there, Joanne? Hello? I know she's coming in. We've got a Skype call coming in here, so we just wait for it to connect in. Are you there, Joanne?
Hello?
Hello. Is that Joanne? Is there anybody there? Says the medium.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I've got two people talking to me here. Joanne, are you there, darling? Hello. I'm going to ask one more time, Joanne. Are you there? I know you're there. No. Having a few technical difficulties with that one. So I'm going to bring in Yolanda next and we'll see if we can get Joanne back a little bit later on. My tongue's tied already. Yolanda, are you there, sweet?
Yes, I'm here. How
Hello,
are you?
Hello, darling. Oh, it's nice to hear a voice. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Okay. I'm good. I've been rushing about, Yolanda, but that's pretty normal for me, to be perfectly honest with you. And it's lovely to come back and do the show. So, you know, I've really been looking forward to it. And whereabouts are you?
I'm in Georgia.
Georgia. Okay, sweetheart. Is there anything you want me to look at for you specifically, or do you just want me to link in with you?
If you can link in, that would be great.
Okay, darling. Let's have a look and see what we've got with you. As I was sort of talking to you and waiting for your voice, I got quite a calming energy around me. And I'm just wondering if this is somebody in the spirit world that had quite a calm nature, okay? Or they're bringing calm around you. Because my sense is there's been some sort of upset around you, darling, okay? And the person that's with me is, I feel, is female. And they're giving me the month of July as a connection with you. Do you understand the month of July as being a birthday or a passing with anybody?
I'm not sure at this time.
Okay, just have a think about it, sweetheart. Or maybe has there been an upset in July? Has somebody upset you? There's been some sort of a fallout or something? Quite prominent, because somebody's just put it in capital letters and
really
flashed it.
July's in just 3 months ago, 4 months ago.
Yes.
4 months ago.
I've got an emotional detachment here. Was there some sort of problem in a relationship, or did you get let down by somebody?
There's so much going in my life sometimes. It's
I can imagine.
Right.
Okay, we'll just take it and park it for now and just, you know, wait and see. You can obviously have a listen back afterwards and you'll probably pinpoint what it is, or hopefully you will while we're talking. I've got a pain just below my ear and in my neck, Yolanda. Who is it that suffers with this pain?
Between the ear and the neck?
Yeah, almost like just below my ear. It's almost like an aching pain.
Wow,
not you, is it, sweetheart?
I don't know. No one's brought that up to me.
No, okay. Just take it. Let's just see where else we're going with you. I want to give you the name James. Have you got a James linking in with you anywhere?
Yes, who's still around?
That's okay. That's fine. They've just given me that name. Is this family or is this on a relationship level?
It's a friend.
A friend, okay.
No relationship.
Not relationship, just friends, that's okay. I do feel quite close with this James, though, okay? I feel like there's a connection there with James, all right? I'm not saying that anything's going to happen between the two of you, but I feel he's quite easy to talk to, okay? Now, who is it around about the middle of April where we've got birthdays? Or April, the month of April?
A cousin of mine.
Cousin, okay. Now, I've got the maternal link here with you, Yolanda. So I don't know whether I've got mom and nan here, but I do feel like I've got two ladies, or maybe I've got a nan and an auntie. I'm not too sure. Do you understand this?
Not my mom.
No. Have I got maybe an auntie or a nan and her sister in the spirit world? On your mom's side?
No, not any aunts that I know of.
Right. I've got two ladies standing here, and I feel like they passed within a short period of time of each other, maybe 2 years, 2 or 3 years. Okay? And I'm just going to bring the one lady forward because she seems to be more prominent than the other one. And she gives me the month of January. She's talking about a January. But she's also giving me the number 17 connected around you. So 17 could be connected in the month, or it could be connected on a door, or something to do with 17. It could even be an age. Okay?
Okay.
So just take that number and have a think about it. Okay? Now, what's happening around your work? Because I just get a sense that there's been some sort of blockage around work.
I'm probably not moving forward as fast as I should.
Right, okay. Because I don't know whether it's because there's just been so much going on around you, you feel like you're just not getting anywhere in life. Do you understand? Almost like the feeling I get is of almost like isolation, or, you know, feeling a little bit left out in general around you. And I get a sense that there's been some sort of upheaval and upset within the last 2 or 3 months. Do you understand this?
In work?
In general, sweetheart, I don't really feel it's work, to be honest with you. I feel on a personal level, and this is what I was saying right at the beginning, something on a personal level going back around about the July time where there's almost like tears, where I feel like somebody's let you down.
Wow, that's life, right?
It is life, but this is specific with you at the moment, darling.
Well, I can't...
No.
I don't think I can pinpoint anything that's significant.
Okay. Who's John around you, Yolanda?
John? Oh, gosh.
No.
I don't know any Johns.
Weird. Okay, because I'm giving you quite a lot of information and none of it seems to be connecting in. And I'm just wondering if it should be for the lady that should have connected in before, but we'll soon find out with that. What I want to say to you with your energy and you is I feel like there's a transition coming around you around about the middle of January that you need to look out for, which will change things around your lifestyle, okay? Almost like, you know, this job where you've been stood still, it's almost like you'll find the motivation to move forwards. And I feel like that's coming around about the January time with you. Okay, I do want to give you these two ladies in the spirit world, and one of the ladies had chest pains.
Okay.
Who was the past with chest pains?
I think my grandmother.
Grandmother, so it is your grandmother that's coming forward. Was she sort of, how do I explain this? I don't see the slim lady here, sweetheart. I see quite a well-built lady. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
I can also see a flowery dress. So I don't know whether you remember this grandmother with a flowery dress, but she's shown me a flowery dress and a cardigan, okay? And I don't know whether you've got a picture of her where she's wearing this, but she's shown, and she's standing up and she's holding a handbag, okay? And what she wants to say to you is, don't be too hard on yourself, right? I know there's a lot going on around you and there's a lot of confusion. And I feel there's confusion around relationship. What's happened around relationship?
My two exes want to reconnect, but I'm not so sure. I'm really looking to someone new.
Okay. What are these? Did they reconnect in July?
Repeat that.
One of these exes, did they reconnect in July?
Yeah, we did. Just talking.
Yeah,
talking,
that's where I
phone.
Am, you say. It must have brought up something from the past. Because I just saw this July as being quite a prominent, strong link with you. Okay? And my feeling is that the one has more opportunity of coming forwards towards you than the other one has. But I do feel like you will have new beginnings, as you say, with a new romance, okay? A new romance, I do want to give you the name James, okay?
Not my friend.
No,
another,
don't worry.
A different James?
It is a James, okay? They're telling me that James is an Aries, okay? He's an Aries.
Okay.
So I feel you will be compatible. I don't know what star sign you are, sweetheart, but I feel you will be compatible, all right? And
okay.
Just have a listen back to the information that I've given to you and see if you can relate to it, because I know when I bombard people with information, they don't always pick it up straight away. And I'd like to say thank you for calling into the show, sweetheart.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. Take care.
Right. Bye-bye. Thank you, darling. Bye-bye. Righty-ho. I'm wondering now if we have got Joe on the line. Are you there, Joe? I'll just wait for this call to connect.
Hello?
Hello. Who are we speaking to?
Hello.
Hello?
It's Joe.
Okay, Joe. Thank
Hello.
You for coming back, sweetheart.
It's
we lost
Joe.
You, didn't we?
We did, yes.
You can hear me okay, can't you?
I can hear you fine, yes, thank you.
All right then, okay. Is there anything specific, Joe, that you want me to look at for you?
No.
You're calling in generally, okay.
I'm just calling in generally.
Right. Feel like I've got chest problems here. Feel like I've got problems around my throat. I feel like there's burning around the throat, not actually physical burning, but somebody has problems with indigestion. Now, this is either somebody around you in the spirit world or you or somebody very close to you. Do you understand this?
Yes, possibly.
Okay. I want to go back 3 years with you. They're giving me 3 years, but they're also giving me March. Okay, so I don't know whether the March and the 3 years are both together, but I do get the March link as being quite prominent with you.
Okay.
Is this connected with a gentleman around you, Joe?
I think what that would be.
Is this connected with a gentleman? March.
No.
Okay. They're giving me the gentleman and they're giving me March and this connection with the gentleman in March. And I'm just wondering if it's something to do with the past rather than... I don't feel it's somebody that's passed, okay? I feel like it's a memory going back and it's something to do with this March time around you, okay?
Okay.
I can see a red car here as well, Jo. So who has or had... or has a red car?
I used to, but it was a long time ago.
Wasn't a polo, was it, sweetheart?
No, it wasn't, but same sort of shape.
Shape of a polo.
Yeah.
Can't even remember what a polo looks like. They're squared off, aren't they?
And the old ones are, yes.
Because they're just showing me a polo and they're telling me about a red car, okay?
Okay.
And has somebody tripped up recently, Jo? I'm not bringing this forward for somebody, but somebody tripped up the curb or tripped up something?
Not recently, no.
You're aware of somebody tripping up?
Yes.
Okay. Because they're just telling me about this. And I've got a Christine coming in around you somewhere. Is Christine in the spirit world or on the earth plane around you?
No, she's around.
She's around. Don't worry, I'm not kidding her off. It's my favourite catchphrase. But it's just spirit talking about the people that are around. And they also talk about a Laura. Who's Laura around you?
That's a friend.
Friend, lovely. Okay. I feel like I'm going out somewhere where I'm going to go to some sort of a health spa or something. Is this booked in the next, like, 7 days or so?
No.
Has anybody talked about taking you to a health spa? I hope I'm not bursting a surprise here.
Not that I know of.
Because I can see a health spa and I can see maybe a whole day. Where there's a lot of pampering and treatment. Okay. Now, who is it around you that does the nails? Because I feel like my nails are really lovely. Who's the nail technician?
Nobody.
Nail technician. Give me a nail technician. They're showing me a shop as well. And the shop is on the corner. Okay.
Yeah.
And I just wonder if this is where you go and you get your nails done. Because it's a shop. Pardon?
No, I'm just thinking maybe it could be.
Okay. Just watch out for that because they're just showing me this nail shop and it's on the corner. I also want to give you the name Steve or Stephen.
No.
Any uncles, Steve, or middle names with Steve?
No.
All right, no, darling, just take it and have a think about it. Right, where else are we going with you? Yeah, they're giving me the month of January as well. I'm linking with Dad here. Okay, I don't know whether Dad is in January, but somebody's giving me Dad, and they're talking about January. Okay? So... where am I going? Who's got the bad shoulder, sweetheart?
Well, me, occasionally.
You, okay.
Yeah.
Because just giving me this bad shoulder. And you're waiting for something. My feeling is that you're waiting for something, some paperwork or something that's holding you up.
Yeah, possibly.
Okay. There's some sort of pocket of money coming towards you. You've asked for some money, and there's some money coming towards you. And I feel this is coming soon, because they're just showing me money coming in, okay?
Yes.
And I feel you've needed this, and this is from something that is actually owed to you, okay?
Right, I know what that could be.
All right, that's owed to you, and this is coming to you. And it's almost like it's finalised, and it's coming in, and they're just telling me about that. Now, could you take the name James, Joe? Because the lady before I was giving, she got a James anyway, but can you take the name James? Jim
no.
or James?
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, Jim.
Jim? Who's Jim, darling?
He's an ex-boyfriend.
Ooh, I like to bring the ex-boyfriends up. Right, okay. Has it been a bit tricky around the boyfriend area?
Yes.
Without wanting to give too much information away. Has somebody been a little bit coy around you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Almost like they're not telling you much, but they're not going away either. question.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I just feel they need to open up a little bit more around you. But you won't be able to encourage this. This has got to come naturally.
Nice.
I see it bonding and getting much stronger around about the April time. And my feeling is around this is, if I were you, I'd give it the time because they're really worth it.
Okay.
They're not opening up. That's my feeling.
Yeah.
I've got a Robert as well. Who's Robert or Robbie?
Oh, that's, yeah, I know Robbie.
Okay.
No friend.
Just take that as evidential around you, Robbie. And I've also got somebody with the middle name Jane. Lisa Jane or Sarah Jane, something like that, or Mary Jane. Wait for that, because that'll come around you somewhere, sweetheart.
Doesn't sound...
Is Dad distant from you, sweetheart? Joe? Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Is Dad distant from you?
Hello?
Hello, Joe. Are you there?
He is, yes. Yes. Hello.
Yeah, it's okay. I've got two people here, haven't I? Is Dad in spirit or is he just geographically not very far, not near to you?
I would say emotionally not near.
So he's close to you, but there's a detachment with him.
Yes, definitely.
Have you shed a few tears over this over the past couple of days, sweetheart?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, because I feel like there's a lady in the spirit world who's almost like wrapping her arms around you and saying to you, you've done nothing wrong, don't worry about it.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Now, yeah. Has somebody got something wrong with the arch of their foot as well, because the arch of my foot is aching?
Yeah, possibly.
All right, darling, because they're just giving me this pain around the foot. And what I want to say to you is, within about 3 months' time, you're going to have a lot more clarity in your life because you're in a little bit of a limbo situation, okay?
Yes.
Everything's, it ticks over lovely, really ticks over lovely, but I just feel like you need some more clarity. You're a little bit in the fog, okay? As far as Dad's concerned, let him go, you know, let him be the one that comes to you, all right? And I do feel the guy around you will open up, but not quite yet. But I reckon, in my view, he's worth the wait around you, sweetheart.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. There we go, darling. You'll be able to listen back to that. Okay. The Boo Podcast.
Okay.
And I'd just like to say thank you very much for calling into the show.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Big pleasure, sweetheart. See you.
Bye, Sarah.
Bye.
Bye. I've got two there. There we go, everybody. We just go over to our next song and then we'll bring in some more readings. And I do believe we have Cheerio Baby by UB40.
Cheerio, cheerio, baby.
That just wanted something a little bit different this week, and I love that song. And if you see that on YouTube, then the actual film to it is really lovely. Okay, let's go over to some more callers, and I do believe we have Tammy on the line. Are you there, Tammy? Hello.
Hi, I'm here. Hello, sweetheart.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Goody, goody, good. Okay. What is it that you were looking for, Tammy, or do you just want me to have a look for you?
Well, I'd like for you to have a look, but I was kind of more concerned about wrapping things up with my family and maybe going back to work, knowing that they're taken care of. So, wondering
okay.
What you
talk about. Wrapping things up with your family. Okay. Let's have a look and see where we're going, Tammy. Is this two people you're talking about in your family?
Yes, ma'am.
Because I just see two people here, and I see two different people, alright? So it might be two different situations, I'm not sure. I think that it's just about you making your decisions and being strong with those decisions, and that everybody will be looked after. That's the feeling that I need to give you, okay? And once you make a decision and you stick to it, then I feel you'll move quite quickly, okay? It's just about having the confidence to do it. It reminds me of when my little ones were small and I just didn't want to go out to work and leave them, no matter what. I'm not saying this is little ones around you, but no matter sort of what I was doing or who was looking after them, I was very bonded with them. And now, you know, it isn't a problem at all because I needed that detachment to realise that everybody was safe and everything was okay. So the step comes from you, sweetheart, okay? And my feeling is that everything will be covered and all will be fine, okay? There is going to be a little bit of resilience from a male around you, okay? And I feel we need to ignore this. Do you understand?
Okay.
Need to ignore it. Because other people's personalities can hold us back in life, no matter who they are or how they are in our lives, they can hold us back. And I think that we have to make decisions and stick to them and not be emotionally held back. So my sense around this is February is a big time for you, darling, and I reckon around about February the 18th is seems to be a time of transition and change for you. Okay. I think you're probably going to sort of go back the way you are up until around about the Christmas time and then make changes after that. So changes are coming in after December. So 2013 is going to be a landmark of change for you. Okay. They give me number three here, Tammy. Is this on somebody's door or in a month, number three?
Number three. I'd have to think about that.
Three. Okay. Think about it because three will be relevant around you.
Okay.
There is a lady around you as well, Tammy, and I feel she's quite a gentle lady. And I wonder if you talk to her in the spirit world.
Okay. Is it my grandmother?
She's got a scarf around her.
Scarf.
Around her shoulders, or she's wearing a blanket or something around her shoulders. Okay. It looks crocheted as well. And it looks cream. And I've just wondered if you've bought anything like this, like to put on a bed or, you know, something that isn't like a normal cotton quilt, but it's almost like a woolly effect or a crocheted effect. If you haven't, you will do. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Good. Okay. So that just tells us that this lady is strongly around you and really supporting you. She always liked to wear sturdy shoes. All right. So she was quite sure-footed. Because I can see these shoes that don't really look like ladies' shoes. I mean, not saying she's wearing men's shoes, but it's almost like she wore shoes that were all one material, like all leather or brown or black, but they were comfortable shoes. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And she wants to put them on you. She wants to put these shoes on you so that when you do walk forwards and make these decisions which aren't going to, nobody's going to be gravely affected here, Tammy, other than yourself if you don't make the decisions. But it's almost like when you've got these shoes on, they're sure-footed shoes where when you walk out your door and you make these decisions, that you will be happy and you're not going to feel guilty. All right.
Okay.
All right, darling.
Is there, you know, about any particular decision that I need to make, because I'm pretty good at making decisions.
It's work-related. It's almost like a feeling you need to elevate yourself in a working situation.
Okay.
Think higher. Don't make do. Almost like don't let confidence knock you back. Believe that you can do and you can do. Because sometimes people can be jealous and they can hold you back. And it's almost like ignore the jealousies. If you can get yourself a sodalite stone, and this almost like allows you to work on you and you ignore everybody else around you. All right. But February the 18th, I feel, is quite relevant for you. So I'd be interested to know what happens around about that period. But I do see changes around you. I see more than one building too. I see travelling and I almost feel I'm in lights. There's something to do with lights because there's lots of lights around the work as well. Something to do with lights. Okay. So just wait and see what happens with that, sweetheart. All right.
Okay.
And thank you for calling in, Tammy.
Thank you.
Okay, darling. Lovely speaking to you. Okay. And if you want to, listen back afterwards or maybe when the show's finished and your reading will be there for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, darling. Lovely.
Bye-bye.
There we go. Well, this is going very quickly. I'm going to bring in another caller here, and I have a lady with the name of Tricia. Hi, Tricia. Are you there?
Hi, Sarah. Thank you for taking my call. I have a little cold, so my voice is a little scratchy.
Okay.
But I'd really like to connect with Spirit, and I just want to let you know that I called you quite a while back. It was many months ago, and what you told me did come true. Also, I just wanted to confirm that it was with a person by the name of Steve that you had given me some information.
Yeah. That sounds good. Thank you for that, darling. I do know sometimes when I connect with people, and I don't worry about it, they'll be saying no to me and they don't understand, and I leave them to go. And I often get validations back. For example, a lady I was talking to today, I gave her a robin and she didn't know. And 2 months later, she was working with a robin. So, you know, and that's lovely. And that gives us the trust in spirit and what we do. And that's what I really love to do. You've got a lovely voice, Tricia. Very healing voice and a very caring voice. And
excuse me.
What's going on around you, my darling? Let's have a look. Well, somebody just thrown a set of keys on the table. Now, I don't understand the significance of that. I'm just going to ask for a little bit more information. Almost like the keys have been thrown to you. So it could be that there could be more responsibility coming towards you, or it could be something to do with the keys to a property. Have you been thinking about moving?
I have not. I actually don't want to. I don't care to move at this point in my life.
All right. It's something to do with keys being thrown on the table. It could well be the keys to somebody else's property, given, you know, that you can get into somebody else's property. But the table or the surface that I can see these keys being thrown onto is mahogany. It's like a dark, richy red-coloured, like cherry wood table. So do you know where this table is or who has this decor?
The only thing that I can think of is I've been thinking about what's going to happen to my dad's property. He's very up there in age right now, and
right.
I've been thinking about, unfortunately, you know, his passing, and I've been given responsibility, but there's been some contention in my family,
yeah,
especially with the sister Rose, that I mean, there's a little bit of disharmony, and I've been praying to spirit for there to be more harmony and peace, and just let it go where it goes, you know.
Yeah. People behave badly, Tricia.
Yeah.
And for their own selfish reasons, really, they don't consider other people, and not everybody. But in this situation, I do feel that there's very selfish behaviour, and you can't change that. But who's Richard or Richie around you?
In the spirit world, I do have a cousin. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Because I just get this Richie Richard around you, and he gives me the month of May as a link for you as well. He's talking about May. Okay. Or it could even be the name of somebody, May. Okay. I do feel like somebody's bringing you a bouquet of flowers as well, and I feel that they're predominantly white with green. All right. So just wait for these flowers to come, and I feel that, you know, these, it's almost like somebody's caring about you and thinking about you because of what you're going through. All right. Stay true to yourself because your intentions are wonderful. You know, you won't go wrong. You'll do nothing wrong. I wouldn't give any timings around this, but this is something that you're actually thinking about at the moment. So just understand that whatever you decide to do, everybody's just going to have to understand that and follow suit. Okay.
Yeah.
I can see, we call it gingham here. It's like a red and white tablecloth.
Mm-hmm.
You're not connected in restaurants, or are you, or cafeterias?
No, I used to a long time ago, but not now.
That's the link, because I saw that, you see, in England we have a good old-fashioned red and white gingham tablecloth in the what they call the cafes, and outside there's like a straw which spirals, and I just saw that and they gave me cafeteria, so I know that there was a connection there, so that's okay. We're just talking about the past with that. Right, okay. You're going to feel a lot happier, contented and more balanced around this emotionally around about the 4th of December, okay, where there could be talking, there could be understanding, and there could be people, the biggest one is listening, because a lot of people don't listen, okay?
Yeah.
So I do feel that around about this time, it's going to be a lot more balanced emotionally and easier for you, okay? Who's David around you, Tricia?
David in the spirit world, that would be my brother-in-law.
Okay. Did he have a really funny laugh?
He was a funny man. He was funny.
I've got hiccups.
He was a character.
Like, when I laugh, I'll go, and hiccuping.
Oh, yes.
So he's just lifting the spirits here. And he's saying, it ain't that bad up here, you know. I quite like it. I get a lot of peace up here. But he's only joking. Do you understand? He's only joking about that. Okay. He's talking about a Lynn or a Linda. Was it Glenda?
That I do not know yet.
No, just maybe you'll know around his relationship. It'd be something around that, okay? And I'm looking forward to these flowers coming towards you, sweetheart. I really am. And I feel that you settled emotionally, apart from with all the upset that's going on around your dad, and you really could do without this. But generally, in every other aspect, I feel quite settled and quite calm with you.
Okay.
So I just feel that, you know, process this, go through it, and there will be some sort of meeting or talking where you will be listened to. But I do feel that you need to be quite strong in telling people how things are going to be.
Yes, I am. I'm thinking about that. But these flowers, are they coming from a sweetheart or,
or I'd like
a relative?
To think they are. They're very nice, actually. You know, I'd say they're tasteful. They're not like lots of different coloured flowers bunged together and just thrown in a, a wrap. It's almost like there's white roses and lilies and green. I just like that white and green feel about it. So to me, it does seem more emotional. I mean, they're not red roses or anything like that. Nobody's going to be doing that yet. But it's more on an emotional level than on a, these are for you. So, yes, I do feel that they're like a big spray and they're wrapped and there is a little card with them. And I'd be interested to know. You've already come back and given me one validation. I'd be interested to know when these come in, sweetheart.
I will definitely.
But they're indirectly sent to you from Spirit via somebody. And who's Tom?
That I do not know.
Tom, okay. Wait for a Tom to come in then, darling. Like I say, sometimes people don't understand the names, but they do come in. Okay, not all of them, but it will come in for you. Okay. And there's also a package coming towards you as well, some sort of package that you've been waiting for or something that's been delayed, and they're telling me there's a package coming towards you within the next 2 or 3 days.
Wow.
It's wrapped in cellophane, and there's a lot of sellotape around it. So it's going to be very difficult to open. Okay, that's coming in for you as well. Okay.
Okay,
darling.
Thank you, and I'm glad you put your email up on the webpage because I was looking for that.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome to connect with me, sweetheart. All my details are there. And Facebook again, Medium Sarah May.
Okay.
All right, lovely to talk to you, Tricia.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you
Bye-bye.
So much. Bye-bye, my darling. See you. There we go. Okay. Shall we have a listen to that lovely intro again, Mr. P? And then we'll have a little bit of a chat and a song. And then I'm afraid we look like we're going to be closing the show down. Are you there, Mr. P?
Hi. I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm. And I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411 168 396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Wonderful. There we go, Mike Davis individually inviting you. I wonder if anybody wants to come over from America and come and see us in Neath. That'd be interesting. And I'd like to say thank you so much for all the callers that came to the show this evening. Thank you to everybody that's listening. All of the valuable support that I've had from some very special friends in covering these shows. If you do want to get hold of me, I am Medium Sarah May on Facebook. I direct everything there. You are all welcome. Okay, I turn nobody away. If you inbox me, I will always answer you back. So please do that. Sarah May Psychic on Skype. And May Sarah May on Twitter. So there we go. I am, if anybody locally is listening, at the Land Rover Sports and Social Club on Sunday afternoon. I'm looking forward to that. Okay. And we're just going to go over to one last song now before we finalise the show. And this one, I'm hoping right at the end of the show, is going to liven you up. So everybody get you your dancing shoes on. And I want you up in the air, arms in the air and dancing. Until next time, you've been listening to Connected Through the Eyes of Sarah May. And I'll catch you next week.
Oppa Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 너는 선호해, 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선호해, 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선호해, 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선호해. 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 옵 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 옵 오빤 강남 스타일 이때다 싶으면 묶었던 머리 푸는 여자, 가렸지만 웬만한 노출보다 야한 여자, 그런 감각적인 여자. 나는 선호해, 점잖아 보이지만 놀 땐 노는 선호해, 내가 되면 완전 미쳐버리는 선호해, 근육보다 사상이 울퉁불퉁한 선호해. Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Op. Oppa Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Op. Oppa.
Thanks for listening to the show. Sarah is available on Facebook. Just search Medium Sarah May. Or you're welcome to follow on Twitter at May Sarah May. To book your personal one-to-one reading with Sarah May, visit her website at www.sarahmaypsychic.com or simply email maysarah58@googlemail.com or add her to Skype, Sarah May Psychic. Until next week, remember to live, love and laugh, and take good care.